what it says. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
Spirit is in a state of grace forever. Your reality is only spirit. Therefore, you are in a state of grace forever. Perfect love casts out fear. If fear exists, then there is not perfect love, but only perfect love exists. If there is fear, it produces a state that does not exist.
I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. Remember this. In this world, you need not have tribulation because I have overcome the world. That is why you should be of good cheer. The kingdom is perfectly united and perfectly protected, and the ego will not prevail against it. Amen. Let me know this brother as I know myself. Let us start our process of reawakening with just a few simple concepts. Thoughts increase by being given away. The more who believe in them, the stronger they become. Everything is an idea. How then can giving and losing be associated? I must have decided wrongly because I am not at peace. I made the decision myself, but I can also decide otherwise. I want to decide otherwise because I want to be at peace. I do not feel guilty because the Holy Spirit will undo all the consequences of my wrong decision if I will let Him. I choose to let Him by allowing Him to decide for God for me. The message of the crucifixion is perfectly clear. Teach only love, for that is what you are. To have, give all to all. To have peace, teach peace, to learn it. Be vigilant only for God and His kingdom.
Christ is in me, and where He is, God must be, for Christ is part of Him.
Because I will to know myself, I see you as God's Son and my brother.
By their fruits ye shall know them, and they shall know themselves. God Himself is incomplete without me. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited Him, and He is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen. I desire this holy instant for myself, that I may share it with my brother, whom I love. It is not possible that I can have it without him, or he without me. Yet it is wholly possible for us to share in it now. And so I choose this instant as the one to offer to the Holy Spirit, that his blessing may descend on us and keep us both in peace. Take this from me and look upon it, judging it for me. Let me not see it as a sign of sin and death, nor use it for destruction. Teach me how not to make of it an obstacle to peace, but let you use it for me to facilitate its coming. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Do I desire a world I rule instead of one that rules me? Do I desire a world where I am powerful instead of helpless? Do I desire a world in which I have no enemies and cannot sin? And do I want to see what I denied because it is the truth? What is the same cannot be different, and what is one cannot have separate parts. What is God's belongs to everyone and is his due. By this do I deny the presence of the Father and the Son, and I would rather know of them than see injustice which their presence shines away. Today, I will make no decisions by myself. If I make no decisions by myself, this is the day that will be given me. I have no question. I forgot what to decide. At least I can decide I do not like what I feel now. And so I hope I have been wrong. I want another way to look at this. Perhaps there is another way to look at this. What can I lose by asking? There never was a time an idol brought you anything except the gift of guilt. Not one was bought except at cost of pain, nor was it ever paid by you alone. I thank you, Father, for your perfect Son, and in his glory will I see my own. The answer that I give my brother is what I am asking for, and what I learn of him is what I learn about myself. I do not know the thing I am, and therefore do not know what I am doing, where I am, or how to look upon the world or on myself. I am as God created me. His Son can suffer nothing, and I am his Son. To download the A Course in Miracles audiobook, go to acimaudiobook.com.